There's the birthday girl. What are you doing? What am I doing? Excuse me, I asked you first, ma'am. Well, I mean, it is your birthday, so I can't really argue with that logic. I was just cleaning the kitchen, which is the most boring answer in the world. People are supposed to start getting here in like, I don't know, like 15 minutes, 20 minutes. So, I wanted to make sure that that was done before everybody came in bringing, you know, food and stuff. Yeah, of course I have a minute. I'll come with you upstairs and we can look at dresses and stuff. You can try them on. Yeah. I love you very much. You're not bothering me. Okay, go. No, you go first. Yes, I'm doing it because I want to look at your butt. Go first. I love you. Oops. There she goes. And wow, it's a good butt. I'm very lucky. My girlfriend is incredibly hot. Holy fuck. Well, let's see. Yeah. I am kind of partial to the green one, but green is my favorite color, so it doesn't feel like it should be picked based on what my favorite is. What do you want to wear? Yeah, you could try them on. I'll sit here. Wait, come here. Don't go yet. Kiss me first. You smell nice. No, I'm not trying anything. Go. The purple one is nice too, yeah. Okay. Do a little spin. No. Are you comfortable in it? Would you be able to wear it all day? It is kind of warm. I mean, I love seeing you in fitted clothes, so I'm on board, but if it's warm, I mean, you can always change halfway through the party. It's kind of the appeal of being at our own place, because then we can get up and go whenever we need, change clothes. For my birthday, I wore like a cute little skirt, and then I got up and put my pajamas on in the middle of the party. No one could tell me shit. Yeah, love. It's all good. Well, yeah. I like that one. Do you feel comfortable? Okay. Perfect. It's wonderful. I mean, I can see your panty lines, but the only people that will be seeing it are people staring at your butt, and I'm pretty much the only person that stares at your butt. I mean, that's not true. I see people checking you out a lot, and I give them the, like, yeah, I know. My girlfriend's hot look. Or you could just not wear panties if you're that worried about it. I'm serious. Don't put them back on. Yes, because I'm a menace. Why don't you sit down? I have a million birthday presents to give you. But one of them could be an orgasm, so. Part your legs. You sprayed perfume on your neck, huh? You can taste it. Look at me. Look at me. We have time for this. Please? Yeah. Watch me. Okay? God, you're beautiful. Suck on my fingers for me, please. I'm gonna lick you first, but I want them to be wet when I put them inside of you. Good girl. What about just one finger?
Is that my phone?
Here, hand it to me. No, I have to answer it. It's your mom.
No, it's not. I'm kidding. It's the neighbors.
They told me that they would pick up something on the way here. Because her husband's at the store. I'm going to keep my fingers inside of you. Be good and be quiet.
Hello? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shh, baby. They'll hear you. No, two bags of ice should be fine. Yeah, no, it's okay. No, I think she might have just stubbed her toe.
Yeah, I can hear it from across the room, too.
Uh-huh. No, that's totally fine. Hold on one second, I'm gonna check on her. They can hear you, baby. I know. I'm gonna add another finger and you're gonna be quiet. Put your hand over your mouth. I'm gonna unmute this. You gonna be a good girl for me? That's what I thought. Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah. No, she just ran her foot into the corner of the dresser.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know, she'll be fine. She's very excited. Yeah, I have the coolers, so she'll be fine. Okay. I'll see you guys in a little bit. If you just want to let yourself into the backyard, that's fine. The coolers are out there. Just text me when you get here in case I'm not outside. All right, thanks. See you soon. Bye.
Aw, that's my good girl. Mm. Mm. Is that too much for you, baby?
You did okay.
No, I didn't make it easy on you. That was the point. Mm. Taylor, look at me. Watch me. Mm. That's it. That's a good girl. Do you want to come? Mm-hmm. Go for it, baby. Come on my tongue. I can move my fingers faster. Go ahead, move your hips. Grab my hair. Sucker. Hmm. Mm. 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 Ride it out, baby.
I know you're sensitive. I'm off your clip, I promise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're so wonderful. You're okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all good, my love.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I love you.
Oh no, they'll be a couple minutes. You're fine. Oh, we do not have time for you to go down on me. No, I love you very much, and I will happily say yes later, but you and I both know that we got lucky. The antidepressants make orgasms take forever. And I know myself well enough to know that it's going to take forever and would probably require more than some fingers, so.
Yeah.
I maintain don't put underwear on, mostly just because I want to look at you all day and know that you're not wearing anything under that cute little dress. And so when we're alone in the kitchen or when I catch you on your way to the bathroom, I can touch you and make sure that you're still wet for me.
Mm-hmm.
You're such a good girl. I don't know how I got so lucky with you. Oh, I do have some other gifts. One of them involves the lingerie that I'm wearing under this dress that I refuse to show you until everybody goes home. Mm-hmm. The others are downstairs for you to open if you want to open them. Yeah, baby. You can wait. I don't mind. We can open them later when you unwrap me. Haha! I know that was corny. I'm very sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did specify to everybody that they don't have to bring anything, but they all want to. because they love you and they care about you. Mm-hmm. Kiss me. Mm. Oh, you're not that sensitive. I could just touch you for a little bit, huh? Get you all riled up again. Just fingers, huh? Mmm. Fuck. You're so tight around just one finger. Hmm. How do you do that? Huh, baby? How are you so fucking good at that? Turning me on is what I'm implying. Mm-hmm. No, I'm soaked, but I know if you touch me, I'm gonna want to have sex with you. And we don't have time for that, so if I just run one finger inside of you... Or two. Two is fine, baby. Do you want to come again? Yeah, I know there's not time. But I do want to taste you off of my fingers, so let me get them nice and wet again, okay? There she is. That's a good girl. I won't touch your clit. I know you're sensitive. Mm-hmm. Just roll your hips if you want, okay? God, you're pretty. Mmm, that's a good girl. Holy fuck. Mm-hmm. Just like that. Okay. No more. I'm taking it out. I'm gonna count, though. Okay? One. Two. Three. There you go. Good girl. Mm-hmm. Watch me. I will absolutely never get tired of the way you taste. Mm-hmm. You wanna kiss me now? You wanna taste yourself on me, huh? God, you're hot. Mm. There. I love you. You can go downstairs.
I still maintain that that is the best dress. You're correct.
Absolutely, my love. You look wonderful. You can put the perfume back on if you want. I did probably lick a good amount of it off of your neck, which was not the most, tasty of things that I've done, but I committed to that and I stuck to it. Because I know how sensitive your pretty little neck is. Mm-hmm. I love you so much. I'll walk first this time. You can watch my butt. I know it's not as good as going up the stairs, but it feels like I owe you. Mm-hmm. I have pre-ordered
a bunch of pizza.
So somebody is... I don't remember who I asked to pick it up, but they are picking it up on their way here. We have ice, we have sodas, we have beers, we have... pizza, obviously. I got a whole bunch of fries and some wings that I do plan to hide away so that you can get the first pick out of whatever you want. And then we have a bunch of different cakes. Like, all of our friends bake for some reason. I mean, I know I bake when I'm stressed, so I wonder if that's why they do it. But all of our friends bake, and they all offered to bring a cake. And when I said somebody else was bringing it, they were like, there's always room for more cake. So we have, like, 4 or 5 cakes coming, which... is exciting and also a little bit intimidating considering we don't have enough room in our fridge for that, but it is what it is and we'll find a place for it and we can send some home with friends. Like, we can cut slices and people can take stuff home with them. Uh-huh. It's your day, babe. If there's one cake you prefer over the other, we can keep the whole damn thing. Mm-hmm. No one's going to be offended that you like someone's cake more than the other person's cake. It's fine. They are all well-adjusted individuals that know that there's going to be a lot of chocolate cake, I think, because they know that that's the way to our hearts. So, might just be kind of repetitive, to be really honest with you. Mm-hmm. Repetitiveness and where chocolate is involved, absolutely worth it. 100% of the time. Not even a little bit am I bothered by that. Yeah, baby. I love you. Are you excited? Oh, baby, no. All of the effort was worth it. You don't have to thank me. And you sure as shit don't have to apologize. Never apologize. You are worth that effort. Okay? I love throwing parties for other people. I'm really bad at doing it for myself, but getting to do something for you brings me a lot of joy. It's how I show my love. Acts of service. I want to do things that make you happy. Are you happy? Then I'm doing my job. Mm-hmm. You know what I did not do, though? I did not set up a playlist. I figured we would use one of yours because I don't really care what anyone else wants to listen to. It's your birthday. And I'm sure they're very much in the same mindset. If it's something that makes you happy, we can listen to it. I mean, hell, we could listen to ABBA's entire discography for hours at a time, and I'm sure everyone would be thrilled. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even the movie versions, if you feel so inclined. Whatever you want to listen to, baby. Hey, you're gorgeous. I love you. I'm proud of you. I feel very lucky to have you as my girlfriend. And I need you to know that I would ford the river in the Oregon Trail for you. I'd risk dysentery. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think I would. I know I'm positive I would. I'm gonna stick to that, I think, for sure. I would absolutely do that. Because you deserve it. You deserve me getting dysentery. I'm sorry. Okay. I think I hear the back gate, which means our neighbors are here with the ice. Wanna come out with me and say hi? No. Don't you dare go clean up. You need to be a wet little mess. They won't be able to tell. But I will. And I'll remember. Okay, baby? You be a good girl? I love you. Come on. Let's go say hi to our guests. And also limp a little bit because I think that you stubbed your toe. I refuse to step on it to make it convincing. You have closed-toed shoes on, so just like do a little hobble so they think you actually hurt yourself. Yeah, you can eventually stop. They'll stop thinking about it, but the noises you were making were disconcerting to ears that didn't have context, and I'm not sure that the context I gave them made them feel any more better about it. I'm not entirely sure they believe me, so a little hobble. Okay? You're my favorite. Always you, only you. All right, let's go.